Sorry, atheists. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Last week, it appeared that Pope Francis had relaxed the admission standards for Catholic heaven. In last Wednesday's private homily, he said that everyone, even the atheists, have been redeemed with the blood of Christ, according to Vatican Radio. We must meet one another doing good, he said. And speaking directly to atheists, his advice was, do good, we will meet one another there. But now, the Vatican has issued a clarifying statement emphasizing that the Pope's job, and I'll just quote from the news dispatch, the Pope's job is more to speak well than provide an indisputable interpretation of the Bible, unquote. Statement goes on to say, his words are not spoken in the context of a theological faculty or academy, unquote. Now, can the Vatican spokesman throw a Pope under the bus like that? I know the White House spokesman will sometimes clarify the president, but I thought only the Pope could clarify the Pope. Anyway, I guess just doing good is not enough for atheists to get to heaven after all. Although considering atheists typically don't believe in heaven, they might actually be relieved to know that the Catholic Church is not going to book a reservation that they didn't ask for. I even checked Vatican Radio for the translation of the Pope's latest Wednesday sermon. No mention of atheists, but a stern warning against Christian triumphalism,
inviting those present to pray to the Lord for the grace to be a humble church.
Although, apparently, not so humble that it would shy away from clarifying its own Pope. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.